Welcome back, Akam Purota. I'm Calm, professional female, and we're about to explore how a strong Afrobeat and modern Afrobeats concept can turn confidence into rhythm, melody, and a chorus people want to sing together. The common trap is to pile on bass, guitar, drums, and bold lyrics, yet still end up with a track that feels busy rather than powerful. Groove does not come from every instrument demanding attention. It comes from interlocking parts, a bassline that establishes weight, percussion that creates forward motion, guitar riffs that answer the rhythm, and vocals that sit comfortably inside the pocket. The creative aim here is an original mid-tempo song with smooth male vocals and an assured presence. Its message is straightforward. Success speaks for itself. Outside opinions do not control the journey, and confidence can feel calm rather than aggressive. English can carry the central statements, while Nigerian pidgin adds conversational energy, memorable phrasing, and rhythmic character. The words should sound natural when sung, not merely impressive on the page. A useful guiding idea is the space-reply-release rule. Leave space so the groove can breathe. Let instruments reply to one another instead of playing identical patterns, then create release through a catchy, anthemic chorus that simplifies the message and opens the track outward. Talking drum phrases and layered percussion can animate transitions, while melodic, high-life-inspired guitar lines provide brightness above a powerful but uncluttered low end. Classic Afrobeat influence can appear through rhythmic patience, instrumental conversation, repetition, and a strong ensemble feel. Modern Afrobeats can bring tighter vocal phrasing, concise melodic hooks, polished low-end impact, and direct chorus appeal. The goal is not to reproduce any particular performer's signature. It is to understand broad musical principles and combine them into a fresh identity. As you listen, think like both a songwriter and an arranger. Ask what the audience should remember after one chorus, where the body should feel the pulse, and which parts can be removed to make the remaining ones hit harder. If confidence were not just the subject of the song, but the organizing principle of every musical choice, what would the very first sound need to say?